Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's the radio segment that just got the patent approved on his new invention,
ooh,
the Megaphone Whisper Edition.
Wait,
where
what?
Instead of amplifying your voice, anything you say into it comes out in a gentle whisper.
Oh my God!
Oh, I need this.
We need to buy it for Jose right now.
Yeah, just imagine being on a picket line, like, hell no, we won't go. Yeah.
It's like, well, they're blocking the freeway, but yeah, it's not as bad.
Yeah. That product is courtesy of Laser Stories,
yeah,
the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Those other shush puppies just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Canada. A 28-year-old guy named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons Coffee the other day.
Cool.
He was telling him he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat.
What? Oh, my God!
Dang. That's crazy.
There was a grand prize in a contest that they've been running called Roll Up to Win.
Nice.
Okay.
And as you'd imagine, he was pretty excited about it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I thought it was just going to be one of those BOGO offers, yeah, or something.
Till an hour later, when a buddy called, shouting and yelling, saying he'd also won a boat.
No.
What
are the chances? Yeah, they both won? How many boats were they giving away?
Wow. That's when Darren knew something was wrong.
Uh-oh.
It turns out it was a big mistake.
Oh.
Tim Hortons apparently told everyone who entered that they had won the boat.
No!
This is going to be an awkward call to a lot of people.
We're talking at least 10,000 people getting that call, if not more. After that, Horton sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the boat thing.
Don't open that. Could you guys not open that email, that first one we sent?
Well, it didn't matter. There's a ton of angry Canadians who are threatening them with a class action lawsuit.
They should.
But they're still saying we're sorry at the same time.
Politely. Someone even started a Facebook page called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat Group.
Yay!
Nearly 4,000 people had joined it as of last night.
I want to join it.
Dude, what they should do is just give them all toy boats. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't specify.
Yeah, they all are demanding their real boats be delivered.
Oh, come on.
That probably won't happen, though, because the fine print says the company has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error ever made.
It's almost
like they have lawyers.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Know what they're doing.
Yeah. But in the end, the people might get something. Because this has happened before to Tim Hortons just last year.
Wait, ain't nobody got time for that.
To the
same company?
Same company. Last March, they told a bunch of people they'd won $10,000 cash.
What?
So instead, each customer ended up getting a $50 gift card for
their
trouble.
Okay, well.
They didn't, like, amend their way they do things, how they send out emails.
It sounds like
you know.
Tim himself is still running the company at 100 years old.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how this plays out. We'll keep you updated.
Oh, my God.
This next laser story is out of California. 21-year-old Claire Schmidt has been searching for gigs while she finishes up at Chapman University.
Okay.
And she's been wondering why she wasn't even getting one interview.
Mm.
And then she took a second look at her resume, and, well, she freaked out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What was on it?
Because near the bottom of the second page, which is a problem. You shouldn't have two pages on your resume, by the way, especially if you're only 21.
Yeah.
But
she listed every club she's ever been in, Jeffrey.
On the bottom of that second page, instead of her picture, she accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus.
What?
Specifically, an old one of her as Hannah Montana standing next to a horse.
Also, girl, you're not supposed to put photos on it either.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm showing my co-host the picture. We'll put it up on our Insta stories, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
If I was Miley Cyrus, I would be offended that no one called her for an interview.
It's actually pretty hilarious. Anyway, Claire says she knows how the mistake happened. She was taking a break from her job search when she saw the Miley photo online and thought it was funny. So she wanted to send it to a friend. But instead of dragging it onto her desktop, she accidentally dragged it onto her resume file that was open instead.
That's for people like me that have too many tabs open.
Yeah. Claire says she almost cried when she realized it
because
who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta say, the photo we're looking at her browser, it shows she's been playing Webkinz, which I played in elementary school.
Oh,
just saying.
So she has since fixed the mistake, but has not heard back about any of the jobs she applied to and does not expect to either.
Yeah.
It also says something about fifth grade in her resume here. So
winning the science convention in fifth grade is still a pretty big deal. Kicker is, she says she's not even a big Miley fan.
Oh.
That's hilarious. Well,
nobody believes that.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Food News.
Yay!
Just when I thought we were finally done with our Barbie obsession, Heinz goes and introduces the world to a new mashup with Mattel called Barbecue Sauce.
Oh, I like it.
It's cute. So cute.
As in Barbie's barbecue sauce. And yes, it is very, very pink.
Oh,
I just
my
saw the
God.
Why.
It's not your
summer?
Typical sauce either. It's a mix of vegan mayonnaise and barbecue.
That's why I'm cringy.
Oh, that is so good, you guys. Ew. Oh, my God. No, the campfire sauce at Red Robin is one of my favorites, and it's basically just barbecue and mayo mixed
and
together.
The pink from it comes from beetroot extract. They describe it as the smoky condiment of the season that would be great on a burger with fries or even drizzled over a salad.
Yeah. Okay, once they said smoky, now I'm like, okay, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's only available in the UK right now, but after the crazy reception it got online, there is speculation it will be out in the States soon.
It's
so cute. Like, it even has Barbie's little, like, Mattel head on there. It's so cute.
Well, if you like that, that's not all. There's rumors that Heinz tomato ketchup was going to follow shortly after. So keep your eyes peeled.
I'm not just ketchup.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of Cellular Studies. Let's be honest. Most of us have browsed our phones while sitting on the toilet. Brooke?
Hey, boys.
Wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Is that her talking to men on the toilet?
I'm not on the toilet there. I was in Vegas.
Yeah,
partying.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
It's
I'm
hard
hot.
To tell the difference between those two things.
Same tone.
For some people, it's a rare thing, but for a lot of others, it's very common.
Yeah.
Although this does seem a little surprising. A poll asked people if they use their phone while peeing at a urinal, and 30% say they have.
How?
I have, yeah.
Even crazier, only 50% of those were guys.
Wait a minute, Jeff, that's a weird...
So that was me again,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, there's Brooke all over again.
Now she admits it.
In some
it's amazing when you can learn to do it standing up, I'm just saying.
In some cases, it's a regular thing. And here's the breakdown. 11% say they rarely do it.
Yeah,
10% say sometimes. 4% say it's often. Another 4% say they almost always whip out their phone while they're whipping out something else.
Is that just so that you don't look at the other guys next to you? Because I feel like I'd always want to sneak a peek.
No, it's not tempting at all, Brooke.
We all put our arms around each other in the bathroom. It's not weird. 70% say they never take out their phones at the urinal.
Calm down.
Those are the people that drop their pants all the way to their ankles.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They need both hands. The crazy thing about that is peeing usually takes less than a minute.
Mm. Yeah.
Most urinals are in public spaces, and holding your phone requires a hand to do it, which isn't something most men have totally free during that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Luckily, this guy has four hands. And he's holding a little tiny satellite phone in each one of them. Because he will not miss another phone call from a Chinese shoemaker ever again.
Oh, that's smart.
Yes, be on call. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.